You, Paul.
Morning, Andrew.
Gee, it's a busy time this time, but it's good to have horses running in Melbourne at this time of the year.
Oh, for sure. It's still exciting. It's what everyone sort of works for, to have runners, especially on Derby Day. If you can get a couple on Derby Day, it's very competitive racing, and you've done a good job to sort of get that far, you know?
Yeah, exactly. How does Inkling look going into the Coolmore?
Yeah, really good. He arrived here this morning, and Dad was very happy with how he worked up in Sydney yesterday morning, and he'll have blinkers on Saturday, which is always a horse that's wanted a bit of headgear on, so obviously we've left it for grand final day, basically, for him, and I couldn't be more happy with how he's travelled down, how he looks today.
And that's the big key, that the other day he loomed up, didn't he? About 150 out, you thought, gee, you're going to be in the finish, and then he just peaked, so he's certainly got upside going into Saturday.
Well, for sure. It's all been part of a plan of this weekend. So as I said, he just loomed up. I thought, oh, you know, he's going to have a bit of a crack at this, but fitness told, and the horses that have had a lot of recent racing under the belt, they sort of shone through the last 150. But knowing the improvement this guy's got and the ability he's got, he's definitely hard to beat on Saturday, hopefully.
That's good. Down the straight, I'm now hesitating. Did he have the jump out last Friday?
No, he didn't. No,
of course not, because you've just said, that's a silly thing, because you've just said that he's been in Sydney. Are you worried by that or not?
Well, look, it's one of those case-by-case things that either do or they don't, basically, and you can't sort of prepare too much for the straight, only if you can get access to it, and you don't get a lot of accessibility to the course proper end down the straight, only sort of these times of year when there's an odd jump out or two on, but it didn't fit in with our program when he got racing, and just more than happy to have it throw up the stumps.
Well, I know talking with Gerald Ryan on and off air, he said, don't worry about the straight if they can, you know, sometimes we just oversell it, that horses need to go and have a look.
Yeah, exactly right. There's been plenty of horses that have had their first run down the straight and they've become away a winner, so then everyone says they love it, so yeah, who knows? We'll see. Hopefully we're saying that on Saturday.
Yeah, exactly. Miracles of Life had that dead heat at Caulfield. Any decision on running Saturday?
Look, she'll probably run on, I think it's Oaks Day, just in a filly's listed race. I think that's where she'll probably run.
Okay, so there's a listed race there, is there? How far is that one?
Just 1,100. We just think 1,200's a max trip, and we don't want to get to that trip sort of too early, so we've also got sort of Perth in the back of our mind as well, but she needs to win well on through the week and see if we go over there.
Has she done well since the dead heat?
Yeah, really well. I was here about 2 days after she dead heated, and yeah, it took a little bit out of her, but she's not a filly that has to get hammered, so to speak, on the training tracks. We do look after her a fair bit, and she has bounced back well, and she went to the beach this morning, and I'm really, really happy with the way she's bounced back. She's put that weight on, and she's really got a glow to her coat now, which is very good.
Fantastic. The other one we better get an update on is Cluster, heading towards Saturday week's Darley Classic.
Yeah, he's super. He's jumping out of his skin, the horse. He too went to the beach as well this morning, and he'll do a little bit of work tomorrow. Damien Oliver's going to come in. He'll ride him in the Darley Classic. He'll ride him in the morning. And then he'll probably have another bit of work next Tuesday to see where we think he is with him. But couldn't be more happy with him.
Sounds good. All right. I know you've got a few mares there too, Rose of Choice and Mahara, for maybe Saturday if you can get into the field.
Yeah, hopefully we can get a berth in the mire with Mahara. That'd be great. Rose of Choice is a little bit later in the week, but we had to get them down here early. They've never sort of been away too much, and I think it was a good move. They've really settled in well to their new surroundings, and they're eating well, so it's been good.
No, that's good. Mate, just one today at Warwick Farm. This horse, Snippets Land's got some really good form.
Yeah, he has. He's a really nice horse, and they still think he's a little bit immature, but his first two runs for us, they're both wins and quite winning quite well, but bad barriers of late have happened. We've happened to scratch him a couple of times, so hopefully, off the back of a soft trial last Tuesday week, his fitness is still there, and he's going to be hard to beat today.
Yeah, you've a couple of trainers have done that between runs. You've just thrown in that trial just to make sure that everything's there for race day.
Yeah, just to tick him over a little bit. He's not one. Another one. We sort of work hard at home, and the results are showing with that. So it just gives him that little blowout. That was his sort of main work leading to today, basically, and just had to hold him there for today.
That's Snippets Land for the Snowdens in race 7, the last at Warwick Farm. Good luck, Paul. Paul and Peter, you're doing yourself proud with your team. Let's hope you can get a winner during the Flemington week. Thanks for joining us.
Come on, thanks.